Europeans began the work in Europe. But the work of Seventh Day Adventist had its beginnings in Europe years prior to Andrew's appearance there. James Erzberger and Albert Vollmer, both Swiss, were preaching the Adventist message before the arrival of the American pioneer minister. The humble instrument of their conversion was M.B. Chekhovsky, a Pole by birth and once a Catholic priest, but now an Adventist. The arrival of Andrews was significant because it launched a long period of fruitful, cooperative effort on the part of Adventists from both continents. America dispatched some of her giants to fight the battles of Europe in the early days of the message. Andrews had once been a General Conference president and also editor of the Review. The year before Mrs. White's arrival in Basel, Switzerland, in 1885, George I. Butler, then the General Conference president, attended the European Council and spent some time at the headquarters of the Swiss Conference in Basel. He gave his best efforts to prepare the way for Mrs. White's visit. He offered practical counsel on church organization and helped plan the building of the first denominational institution in Europe, the publishing house in Basel, Ombre Marie Polyglotte. Stephen Haskell and J.N. Loughborough had also preceded Mrs. White. Their biggest contribution was their energetic evangelistic work in Great Britain. And now on the scene appeared the best-known Seventh-day Adventist in the world, Ellen G. White. Butler remained in Europe only for a short time. Mrs. White's stay was to stretch out for 2 full years. And the local believers welcomed the newcomers, their labors, and their financial support. This workable heaven-inspired arrangement gave vitality and strength to the infant church laboring in an old world where religious customs and social mores were deeply entrenched in the lifestyle of the people. The work of Europe began about 3 decades prior to the visit of Ellen White in 1885. These 30 years were marked by much the same search for truth, the same spirit of evangelism and passion for souls, and the same sacrifice and poverty as were present in the United States during the earliest years of church work there.